Good day, wherever you are, wherever you may be, listening live, or you're in some way, shape, or form connected to us. That's very cool. Thank you for being with us. Us includes me, Dudley Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli. I think Mr. McFadden may make an appearance here fairly quickly. The issues of the day, the events of the day, the mornings, news, information, conversation, opinions, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer or Roberta, DougSteffen.com. Here's an email from somebody named, I think it's Julie Muller, but I'm not sure. I can't make it out. It's not important, really, who it is. It's more important what has been said. The discussion about the health care continues to be one of the big items. This lady writes, I am uninsured single New Yorker over the age of 50. I lost a good-paying job and now have a low-paying job due to the current economic conditions. For those of you who weren't around in the last hour of the program, we were talking about the wages being paid certain parts of the country, how stark the contrast is between people who are at the lower end of the scale, upper end of the scale. Hourly rates in Utah, for example, $7 minimum wage, $7.50 an hour. Many of the western states and southern states that way, whereas in New York and Washington, matter of fact, Washington's paying more than New York on average. Hourly wages on average in Washington, $40 an hour for hourly consultants, that sort of thing. That's the average. All right. Anyway, so this lady lost
$40 is average. The average.
Right. So that means
$100 an hour.
Or
some
more.
People may be making 20, 15, you know, but it's way higher than the average anywhere else in the country. Anyway, this lady says that her employer offers insurance, but the deduction from the pay is $400 a month. And so that doesn't leave him enough money now to pay his mortgage. I don't know if this is a man or a woman, but at any rate, you get the gist of it. I had to choose between paying my mortgage and paying for health. When the exchanges were open in New York, I went online to see if there was something I could afford. Cheapest insurance offered with discounts was a little less than $300 a month, but it has a $4,000 deductible. My routine visits, procedures will not be paid for.
Wow.
I'll have to remain uninsured and pay as I go, so that I can keep my house. Kenny, we've talked often about you and what you were able to get on the exchange in California. You said it was better all the way around. What's your deductible?
To be honest, I'm...
What happened to Kenny?
Obamacare just took care of that.
Yeah.
No, you just broke up.
We didn't get to hear you.
I didn't actually do the process. Lisa did that.
Okay.
And so I don't know what the deductible is.
All right. Well, I'm curious to know if people are getting less. Are they getting less? Is it costing less because they're getting less? That would be my question. Jennifer, have you had friends that went online to do this? You're also in California. What's your experience? Have it at the workplace, so it's not a problem for you.
To my knowledge, Ken is the only one I know that has actually done the Obamacare website.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's not really Obamacare.
Affordable Care, the California Exchange, whatever it is.
Right.
He's the only one I know that has done it.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a
actually, no, I lied.
New York
Wait.
Has their own also.
I just found, I just lied to you, actually.
No, you didn't lie. Don't
Chris
use that.
Carley,
that's another word.
Who is in my office, went on with, I totally forgot about this. He went on last Tuesday, Thursday, I don't know, one day last week he went on to try to enroll for he and his family. And I guess they had been researching this for quite some time. They'd been on it on and off it, and they had their plan picked out. And then when they went to go online to do it through the California Exchange last week, the plan that they had wanted was gone. So apparently the plans are shifting around, you know, as kind of willy-nilly right now.
Right. Okay.
So if you see one you like, you should get it.
All right. Page 2. The deal today between U.S. and other world powers reached with Iran to slow down the growth of nuclear production there. Israel's Prime Minister, Mr. Netanyahu, on target with his position on the proposal from Iran. In his statement, he said, quote, "This agreement is an historic mistake." He said the agreement makes the world a much more dangerous place. This time, the official Israeli position makes good sense. Israel has said that they, well, this is a deal. Let's see, let me find the exact verbiage. Let me go to another. Isn't it wonderful? I can just go from one screen to the next. The Israelis say they are not bound to this agreement or any such agreement. Mm-hmm. So what does that do for the success? Isn't the deal being made for them on their behalf to keep peace in the Middle East?
They don't want this deal, though.
What do they want?
The Israelis?
Yeah.
They don't trust Iran to do this deal. I think what they think is going to happen, and probably they're right, is that these sanctions are going to be lifted and Iran's just kind
of
selling.
So then the rest of the world is just plain stupid.
Well, Iran and Israel have dealt with each other for a very long time.
I mean, look at how we appeased Hitler. We, our ancestors, our forerunners, appeased, and the Americans were the worst at it. The British mm-hmm. were next, appeasing Hitler, and look what it got the world.
Right.
I don't know. There's got to be a way. Somehow, you see, we're missing something here in this conversation. We're missing the third rail. And the third rail, this is, you know, war, not war. There is a third rail that is not part of the news media's coverage of these sorts of things. So it doesn't get discussed in everyday conversations like the ones we have here. I choose to go deeper and think that there are things going on behind the scenes, changes. Like, we've heard the stories about the change. Was it last week, that video that we had? Did we post that video, or did I just send it to you, Kenny? The fellow, Greg, I think it's Blaisdon. Yeah, I sent you that. He says the Earth is changing its axis, A-X, the axis. We have North and South poles are switching around. Everything has changed. I sent that to you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Did we do something with it?
No, it was like a 50-minute video. I wasn't sure what you wanted to...
Right, it's too long. I know.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? I'll go back and
play
find
it. One
it.
Day?
No, yeah, right. We'll spend the hour playing it. No, we'll just post up a reference to it, all right? And then people can go watch it if they want to. The reason that I bring it up is because it is the third rail, as far as I'm concerned. It is the spirit of consciousness that's overcoming more and more people who see this craziness as being nothing except doomsday. This kind of the either ors. Somehow, someday, somebody. And we talked about this last, was it Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, when I went through the 460 people who are on who are in Colorado, and their job is to sit there 24 hours a day and man all of the nuclear buttons. And do you remember that conversation that we had? It was middle of the week last week. All these people, some of whom are trying to get early retirement because they say the pressure that comes from having to watch these things day in and day out is getting to them. I can imagine that it might. If your job was, no matter what, you were sitting there doing the same thing for 8 hours a day, then it'd get to you. But if you knew the fate of the world rested on your finger being on the button or not being on the button, or you being informed properly about what's going on in the rest of the world, I think that'd be kind of a stressful reality, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but living in the Middle East, you never know. I said this, and I'm making reference pretty much all morning to this, because having been to Israel and seeing how and gone over to the other side, been in Palestine, that whole area there is just, you don't get the vibes unless you actually have been there. So their vibes don't work. They may work for them, but they don't work for the rest of the world. The people on the other side, the vibes don't work. There's got to be a way, if we are serious about saving the planet, for us to find a new way. And that's what a lot of this discussion, and you'll see threads of it from time to time at DougStephan.com. We post on Facebook, and you'll hear it in my voice, and you'll hear it in my explanations of how I read into things. Once I give you the news, then the story behind the news becomes an issue, and some people agree with me. I think, Roberta, you tend to think that I'm on the right path. It isn't about me. It's just I'm telling you what I sense is going on.
I think
on.
You and I think pretty much along the same lines,
yeah.
Doug.
Yeah. And Jennifer, I don't know whether you... I think that the reason that I chased you around earlier is because I want us all to think with our best foot forward. And so when you dismiss yourself, that's not good. And dismissing oneself sort of, that's why I did the top.
I think to be fair to myself, I think I'm way more optimistic than any of you, actually.
Really?
I think I'm more of an optimist than any of you. So just because I'm self-deprecating with my humor doesn't necessarily mean I'm not an optimist. So I kind of take, I have to stand up for myself there because I think you're wrong about that.
All right.
But,
I can be wrong. I have been wrong before.
It happens once in a while.
Well, maybe take stock of that.
And I think I'm also very a person who's very gracious. I have a lot of gratitude, and I know that my life has been completely blessed for many reasons.
And the more you express that, the better it will be. I guarantee you that. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffens, good day. 17 after the hour, Thanksgiving week. Can you feel things slowing down already, kind of? Do you feel it? The world seems to be, or at least our country is slowing down a little bit.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's because Congress is in recess for 2 weeks.
Aren't they always in recess?
Right.
They have a lot of recess. They have more recess than grade school.
It's a tough job. They need to be home for 2 weeks.
I guess.
Yeah, 18 after the hour. This is good day.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance superbuys on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 policy for just $18 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Oh, I love this song. This Thanksgiving, Kohl's has over 500 Black Friday deals from 8 p.m. Thursday to 1 p.m. on Friday. Plus, you can shop these deals at Kohl's.com starting Tuesday and get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent on anything. Man, that puts me in the holiday spirit. Shop Kohl's Black Friday starting 8 p.m. Thursday.
Store hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.
It's getting closer and closer when this thing is dusted off. Mariah Carey. That's great. Crank it up, Evan. It's the first time I've heard this year, actually.
Me too. And
I was thinking this Liam Neeson, who's really become quite a big action star. I was watching him in one of his more shoot 'em up, I think it was Save the Family or whatever it is. Daughter gets stolen. And I was thinking about him playing the father in this movie, which is among one of the great movies of all time.
I have to watch it at least once for Christmas.
Right. By the way, it's called Love Naturally.
Or Actually.
Love Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Actually.
So the big story here with Rihanna. Why are you stopping the music? Come on, Evan. Let's go. I saw a picture of 852 students gathering together to break the Guinness World Record to form the largest human Christmas tree. This was done last Friday. One of the country's big malls arranged this publicity stunt. 852 school children breaking the Guinness record for the largest human tree. The last one was 672 participants in 2011 in Germany. This took place in Bangkok, Thailand. Not exactly.
Up and down or flat?
Kristen, no, up and down.
So they stood on each other?
No. You mean flat? They're all standing on the...
I mean, is it up in the air or
flat? How are you
going to
have those 850 people standing on top of one?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. They could do anything.
That would be a record.
Where are they again?
They're in Bangkok, Thailand.
Yeah, they could do anything there.
Oh, really? I found this to be interesting. The group consisted of 6 to 15-year-olds. And the biggest problem they had was trying to do the crowd control and stuff. They were all asked to come together quickly as they were shopping in the mall. And they did. And then the 6-year-old said, I want to go buy a Christmas present. Say my wishes. But it's not too early to be thinking about what your wish is for Christmas. Keep that thought in mind. 26 minutes after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I notice Nicolas Cage and Charlie Sheen have something in common, Jen.
Yeah, they're in trouble with the law together.
No, they aren't.
I know, some woman is. I don't know if you remember this from last week, but there's a man accused of stealing photos of Nicolas Cage with his ex-girlfriend, Christina Fulton. Now, they denied that those
existed.
Those pictures actually existed, but I think they kind of do. And this guy, the same guy, is also accused of stealing a sex tape from Charlie Sheen. He's his handyman.
Huh. Well, who would you be carrying around that a handyman can steal around? Them?
Handyman Ricardo, let's see, Orozco. He's currently on trial for felony burglary, and during a preliminary hearing last week, police detective named Charlie, detective claimed that Charlie's people met with Orozco regarding a sex tape that was stolen off of Charlie's computer.
Charlie's people.
It's amazing to think that Charlie still has any people left, but I think he must.
There's a list on GQ today of the least influential people in America. I thought this was interesting. Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, Paula Deen, President Obama, Dennis Rodman, to name a few. Will Smith is on that list. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. But I understand why the president's there, Dennis Rodman.
They've all made some sort of, like, negative kind of
it's kind of a faux pas year for them, one way or another. Miley Cyrus, wasn't she on the American Music Awards last night?
She was. I don't think she did anything wrong last night. I haven't
heard anything
stuff? Wild. No, she had dyed her eyebrows blonde.
Oh.
But I think they're back to brown now.
Very nice. Nice to hear that. I'm happy about that. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Deep in our brains is the area that helps us learn new information.
The hippocampus, I think it's the most important part of the human body.
Dr. Paul Nussbaum is the president of the Brain Health Center in Pittsburgh.
This is the area of the brain that can generate new brain cells. Interestingly, Aileen, it's also the area of the brain that is vulnerable to chronic stress.
And it stores our verbal and nonverbal memories and processes.
It's the structure that helps us lay down our autobiography. It carries our life story.
So to protect the hippocampus as much as possible, build up its resilience. How to do that is our topic all this week on Primetime Focus. Dr. Nussbaum will detail his 5-point plan, socialization, exercise, mental stimulation, nutrition, and spirituality. Check out the amazing amount of information about the human brain on AARP.org. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance superbuys on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 131.14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Today, you found the right place. It's Channel 1. Channel 1 to 100, in fact. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli. Here she's given us her Queen of Cheap report. Check out that information. Plus the posting from the supermarket guru Phil Lempert's blog. Kenny's put that up on facebook.com/Good Day Show. The to-do list for Thanksgiving. Lots of great tips there. You can share them with your friends. Help yourself to that. Help yourself to us at 888-302-3684. A lot of people are still talking about this business with the Iranian agreement. The U.S. and Iran and four or five other countries have reached a short-term deal to delay nuclear progress. Secretary of State John Kerry says, quote, "This is the first step. It'll make our partners in the region safer. It'll make our ally Israel safer." Israel says, "Well, what are you, crazy? We're not buying into this for a second. Forget about it. Don't do anything special for us because we're not buying into it at all." So you've got to wonder, if the Secretary of State says one thing, is he not talking to anybody in Israel? Why would he say, on one hand, it's going to make Israel safer, and Israel says, no, it isn't going to make any difference at all because we don't trust these guys. And interestingly enough, if you go around and look at what some of the members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee are saying, one Senator Marco Rubio says, quote, "This agreement shows other rogue states that wish to go nuclear that you can obfuscate, cheat, lie, and eventually the U.S. will tire of it and drop all our demands and give you money." That's basically what this is, right? They're getting $1 billion. The Iranians are getting $1 billion. The White House says that the agreement has the potential to prevent Iran from acquiring, hello, potential to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weaponry. It has the potential to do that. Who's buying that? Who buys potential? If you go to the store, they tell you we're potentially going to have 83 turkeys for Christmas.
Right.
Or Thanksgiving. You're going to buy one of those potential turkeys, or are you going to want to have a real turkey? This thing sounds to me like it might be a turkey in the making.
Mm-hmm.
But
why are we rewarding Iran? What have they done? I mean, other than just some guarantees, right?
Well, they aren't even really. I don't get that reading it. Let's, Kenny, am I missing something? Usually follow this stuff closer than I can. What are people saying on Facebook.com/Good Day about this agreement?
Nobody seems to be buying it. Tim wants to know why Israel was not part of the process for the negotiating.
Good question.
And on the other hand, Mark says too many Americans would prefer the U.S. military endure another war rather than diplomatic success.
A lot of people, military-industrial complex. Speaking of the Middle East, Al-Qaeda fighters in Syria have seized another town on the border with Turkey, sort of consolidating their grip on a swath of land in northern Syria. That's, let's see, Iraq has taken control of a town. These are the Al-Qaeda people are becoming more and more entrenched in Iraq. You knew that, right? Lots of the action in Syria is coming out of where places in Iraq where Al-Qaeda has made a stronghold. After we spent $4 trillion there, you knew that's how much we spent, right? $4 trillion American dollars. Just backing up what Kenny just said from the listener. We need another war so all these people can make more money. What happened to we're not going to spend a penny and it's all going to be paid for out of gas receipts and petroleum sales in Iraq? Do you remember that in 2003? How many people? Raise your hands if you remember that.
I don't, but I believe you.
Indeed.
It sounds like something that could be true.
Thank you very much. Okay. Survey out today, after the announcement was made last Thursday or Friday, that cell phones would be okay on planes. As you can imagine, there were questions asked about that over the weekend. And I have one group of people who, let's see, readers of this particular web blog, 50 states, 26 foreign countries, unanimously said no to the idea of allowing cell phones on airplanes. The fact that they've told you over the years they weren't safe is a lot of baloney. But the other side of it is, who wants to sit there and listen to a naggy Aunt Mary talking to Uncle Slim, who's back home, about nothing, right, at the top of her lungs, because the plane's loud. Hey, did you hear what happened today on the way to the airport? We had a flat tire.
Yeah, I know. And it's, you know there's always going to be that guy sitting right behind you.
Yep.
Oh, no. It's sad that people can't control themselves on airplanes, but I think you're right about that.
Mm-hmm. Not a great idea. It's 21 minutes before the, say it again, Doug. It's 21 minutes before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance superbuys on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email, opt-in required. Points valid through 131.14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
All right, 888-302-3684. Just to sort of back up what we were saying a minute ago about the allowance of cell phones on planes, the new chairman of the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, name is Tom Wheeler, said, I don't want to listen to fellow passengers and their annoying phone calls any more than you do. He said that he personally is not in favor of the proposal, but there is no technical reason to prohibit them. So now, if airlines are smart, like Delta's already rejected the idea of allowing cell phones on planes to be used, what we find from this is that over the years, you being told that you couldn't have your cell phone on because it was unsafe was a complete sham. There was no truth to it whatsoever. What there is truth to is how annoying it would be.
Yeah.
To listen to Roberta talking to her husband or her kids on the phone right behind you.
It would be annoying, but you were sold a bill of goods. Like, this is going, you know, this will crash the plane if you don't have your phone turned off.
Yeah, it's
did you even hear that they're going to start selling cell phone plans that you can use in the sky?
No, I didn't.
Oh, not really.
As soon as they can make money off of it.
They have on Amtrak, they have the silent cars. Maybe they'll have the silent flights.
Silent flights. That's it. There we go.
Silent flight.
Well, that'll be like the new smoking section. It'll be the quiet area.
All is calm. Rodney Dangerfield's widow is in the news today. Rodney Dangerfield's widow apparently is a little on the cuckoo side, or not. Maybe, I mean, you make up your mind. Here's a story. Rodney Dangerfield's widow is sharing with us.
My wife, please.
How she kept her husband's sweat. After he, this is something that goes back to the Elvis days. Rodney Dangerfield heard that Elvis's sweat sold for a lot of money. So she and her husband kept his sweat so that it could be sold later. Here's the story.
It could be sold later.
Yeah.
One particular day, I discovered, reported to him that Elvis had a handkerchief that was apparently stained with his sweat. And because it had his sweat on it, the handkerchief went for a lot more money and was more valuable. And Rodney had a eureka moment. He said, I sweat more than anybody. In his mind, he's like sweating it out for you up there on stage. He's trying to take your troubles away, you know, and he would sweat a lot on stage. And so my job became the sweat collector. Rodney's sweat. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I have more of it.
That is so weird and gross.
Well, you know, if you go to the Edison Museum in Detroit, Michigan, they have Edison's last breath. Apparently, Henry Ford collected Edison's last breath in, like, this box or something.
Really? It sounds like
really
it belongs in the P.T. Barnum Express
it's
building.
It's really weird.
Joan Dangerfield is the widow of Rodney Dangerfield. She explained there why she keeps a bottle of her husband's sweat in the refrigerator. She's 60 years old. She opened her house to reporters, and this was the big story. It was on the occasion of his 92nd birthday, had he lived. She explained the sweat collection began back when Elvis's was worth a lot of money. I remember Tom Jones taking off various pieces of clothing that had sweat on it and throwing it out into the audience. I remember...
Did you try to catch it?
Who else? Barry White used to have a scarf, and he'd sweat and then throw the scarf out into the audience.
And talk about sweat. Wow.
Yeah, he was sweating a lot. The sweat collection.
Oof.
She took a sponge and a spoon and collected his sweat about an inch at a time.
That's so gross. So gross.
At least in a bottle in the refrigerator. I mean, really? Mm-hmm. Really?
Can you imagine? Oh, is this Tabasco?
Hey, take my sweat, please.
That is gross. Willie Nelson's tour bus crashed over the weekend.
Willie was driving.
No shocker there.
I hadn't thought about it that way, but maybe that was... Nelson actually was not even on board the bus. But a lot of the stuff, his equipment in the bus was damaged. A couple of people were hurt. So Roberta was adding color to the story. That was not exactly what happened. Xbox. The brand new Xbox. Xbox One. Microsoft's biggest game console launch ever. 1 million units sold in less than 24 hours. $500 price tag.
Wow.
Microsoft bagged more than $560 million in retail sales in 24 hours with the new Xbox One. Anybody seen this? Kenny, are you...
I don't do video games.
No.
No, but I wonder those who have... Jennifer doesn't either.
No.
Microsoft had said that most retailers were sold out. On the other side of the gaming war, Sony has said it sold more than a million PlayStation 4s its first week as it debuted as well. Where are people getting the money to buy all of these things?
Well, it's a total waste of time and money. It truly is when you think about it. I mean, what good do these games have? I mean, what do they do?
They're entertainment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what it is. Entertainment. Did you hear, speaking of that... That This was the Harvard-Yale game this past weekend. Pretty important rivalry, the football game between Harvard and Yale. And a bunch of Harvard students went down to Yale, went into their bookstore, bought all of the Yale sweatshirts, put them on, and walked around campus as if they were tour guides, giving prospective Yale students, because there were a lot of people on the campus from all over the place, big football game on Friday. So they had their Yale sweatshirts on. They were going around telling people things about how horrible New Haven is. It's a dirty, nasty city. Why would you want to go there? Have you ever thought of going to Harvard? I thought that was pretty funny. I don't know if anybody else did.
So did they get caught? I mean, did they get caught?
Yeah, they get caught.
Now we know about it.
Yeah, that's how we found out about it, Roberta. But under the circumstances, a little bit of fun with stuff like that. I would like to help you out a little bit with something that is a problem for a lot of people, especially as we get closer to the holidays, people getting less sleep, get bags under your eyes. Maybe you've had problems in your life this year. You've gotten
maybe
bags.
You're sweating like Rodney
puffiness, right? Yeah. All of that. Well, if this is a problem for you, like it is for millions of Americans, the fix is on, or the fix is in, and the fix is the new GenuCell. Man.
You okay?
I have not done this right once since I started doing this commercial. The GenuCell serum, which is from Stem Cell Technology. It's brand new. Well, it's been around for 4 or 5 months now. People have been using it, sending an email. Puffiness around eyes, gone. Crow's feet, gone. Small lines, gone. And if you keep using it, they don't come back. And that's, of course, what they want you to do. They want you to keep using the product. That's why they're selling it, giving you results. In 12 hours or less, you will see the effects. So it's almost instantaneous. Put this stuff under your eyes, around your cheekbones, on your eyelids, and it helps to smooth them out. Get rid of the puffiness. GenuCell, 800-543-9262. That's how you get it direct from the manufacturer. No fooling around. 800-543-9262. No middlemen. And you get special deals. If you mention Doug Steffen, they'll give you a jar of Esotique face cream to go along with the GenuCell. So two great things for your eyes, the lines, your face in general. You'll be very pleased with how you look. So call 800-543-9262. And I don't hesitate to mention anymore, this would make a great stocking stuffer. People wouldn't take offense. It's a nice way to primp people up. 800-543-9262 for GenuCell.
You hear that rattle, kid? It's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Holiday celebrations are filled with food, family, and fun, which often go hand in hand with spills, spots, and stains. Fortunately, Arm & Hammer Ultra Power 4X Laundry Detergent takes the stress out of holiday gatherings. It's packed with powerful stain fighters and 2 scoops of baking soda, which deliver 50% whiter and fresher clothes than the leading value brand. The ultra-concentrated liquid formula of Ultra Power 4X is packaged in an easy-to-pour, conveniently-sized bottle, making it a cost-effective and environmentally responsible choice. Compared to 2X concentrated detergents, the 4X formula contains less water, so you get tough cleaning power from a smaller bottle that washes a lot of loads. This season, enjoy the festivities and worry less about your post-party cleanup. Arm & Hammer Ultra Power 4X will help you power through tough holiday stains. Learn more at ArmandHammer.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Another Day, Madonna here, from the James Bond movie of the same name, number one at the box office and number one in the pop hit department during this week in 2002. Chuck Curry is here. It's Movie Moments time. Chucker, the Bond films are pretty much always released around Christmas. Are there exceptions in your memory to that? Like either they're released in May or they're at Christmas time, but aren't most of them around this time of year when they're released?
Well, that's correct. You know,
like Skyfall came out last year at this time.
Almost all major films, blockbusters, were released at Christmas time. U.S. changed that trend in 75 when they released what's called a genre potential blockbuster in the summertime. And since then, studios changed track, and most of their big films, or what they call tentpoles, are released in the summer and not at the holiday time. But pre-85, almost everything was Christmas time if it was a big genre release.
Really?
So, yeah, most of the Bonds were Christmas releases.
Oh, okay. So I didn't remember that. I thought, well, we've now seen a big push to both springtime and wintertime movies around the holidays. So it makes sense. People, around the 4th of July, people have a little bit more time to go to the movies, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so that's the story with the James Bond movies. Meanwhile, we have a contest that features the number one movie during this week in 1993. No music necessarily from it. We have three excerpts, which Richie is going to play. Now you'll hear three audio cuts. If you can figure out the movie, you'll call us at 888-302-3684, and we'll see if we can get you on the air. If you're the first person in with the right answer and you haven't won on Movie Moments before, you'll get a swell prize. Here's the first clue.
Look at me right now, Moneypenny. I want to undo that bow and get to know you.
All right. I think that'll, I don't know, whether that... What,
which one?
Yeah, right, exactly. Next clue.
It was a drink that killed him.
How awful. He was an alcoholic.
No, he was hit back in his truck.
888-30. That should give it away, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think.
Did I give it away, Chucker?
I think I have it.
All right. Chucker's blog, by the way, is Entertainment Today and Beyond, the website as well. Go there, figure out what's going on in the world of movies. He has reports not only on the popular movies, videos, DVDs, et cetera, but also he'll bring you up to date on how he is encouraging some of these local movie houses to sort of bring back great movies. He's done a wonderful job, actually, for his neighborhood in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. All right, last clue.
Oh, my little ankle biters. Do I sense dissension in the ranks? Are we ready for homework, or shall we continue manual labor?
888-302-3684. Pretty much everybody's got it here. Have you got it? That's the most important thing. We'll report on the findings and the winner coming right up here on Good Day, plus the box office totals from Chucker.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And starting at 7 a.m. on Black Friday, members can save on the hottest gifts, like Vizio TVs, Samsung smartphones, KitchenAid mixers, and stunning diamond jewelry. Not a member yet? Join Sam's Club November 29th through December 1st and receive a gift card up to $40 to make the most of your Black Friday shopping. So join and save. Sam's Club. Holidays are better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Chuck Curry, the box office totals, please, from the weekend.
Well, November definitely was good for this big genre film, Doug. Hunger Games: Catching Fire opened number one, did a whopping $161 million in its opening weekend. That's the biggest November opening ever, and the second biggest opening this year behind Iron Man 3. For fans of that franchise, the next installment, which is called Mockingjay, opens next November. It will be broken up into two parts, so there'll be two films to round out that franchise, which stars now megastar Jennifer Lawrence. Thor: Dark World placed second, $14 million, $168 million in 3 weeks of release, $500 million worldwide. The Best Man Holiday placed third, $12.5, $50 million 2 weeks. The new comedy Delivery Man with Vince Vaughn, a so-so, $8.2 million at the box office, placed fourth, and the animated Freebirds placed fifth. I saw two films over the weekend, 12 Years a Slave, a powerful, disturbing, it's meant to be. I think it's well worth seeing. In Dallas Buyers Club with Matthew McConaughey, he lost 36 pounds in that role. He's quite good and certainly going to get an Oscar nomination for Best Actor.
Really? John's in Laurel, Delaware. Hi, John. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you, sir. What's the name of that movie?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire, you got it, and that means you get the prize, sir. Hold on just a second. Thank you very much.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.